Welcome to the True Seeker's Guide to a Better Life. This is Wendy Hill. You can give yourself the better life that you deserve. You can change how you think, feel, and act. This program in full will show you how to transform fear, anger, shame, and hurt into confidence and inner peace. It will show you how to change your relationships for the better by changing yourself. It will show you how to heal compulsions, old wounds, and self-defeating behavior. It will show you how to overcome depression, anxiety, and confusion. It will help you build hope, clear thinking, strength of character, and healthy control of your own life. It will give you the tools that will serve you for the rest of your life. In this program, I will explore with you what a true seeker is, the source of truth, and explain how your core beliefs came into being. We will explore how your past experiences impact you today, and why understanding and expressing your emotions is so important. Together, we will open a door to a you that is more empowered, a you that takes on the adventure of life with joy, zest, and confidence. This program also contains processes in which you will have the opportunity to identify your subconscious self-defeating core beliefs. Those beliefs that have held you back from being the person you've always wanted to be. You'll have the opportunity to see the high-impact moments that have defined your entire perception of yourself, others, and the nature of reality. And you will have the opportunity to mature and transform for the better those old, outmoded core beliefs into core beliefs that support you as the adult you are today. The processes will open the door to deeper understanding and compassion for the child that dwells within you, your inner child of your past. You will learn how your inner child holds the key to your happiness and success. The processes may be challenging and require that you be ready to look within yourself in a way that you never had before. If you're not already in a supportive therapeutic relationship, you might consider doing these processes in conjunction with the support of a professional counselor. For many years, I've had the great privilege and pleasure of helping people transform their self-defeating core beliefs into beliefs that support loving, productive, happy lives. I worked with men and women equally, generally responsible people who find themselves in a life or relationship challenge. Everyday people, perhaps just like you. I've worked with professionals, blue-collar workers, musicians, business people, CEOs, doctors, lawyers, construction workers, secretaries, entrepreneurs, writers, engineers, investors, mothers, fathers, people from all walks of life. As diverse as are the individuals with whom I have worked, we all share common ground. At some time or another, we encounter a challenge that can seem overwhelming. Sometimes our challenges can be so upsetting that we are at a loss as to what to do. The old ways of coping no longer work. Sometimes we experience hopelessness or despair. These are the moments of great spiritual and psychological opportunity. In a real sense, our challenges can be a blessing, as it is often then that we will seek answers and support as we've never done before, and as a result, find great treasures. This is what makes my work so joyful. No matter how upsetting someone's challenge may be to them, I know that there are answers and comfort and resolution at hand, if they but look for it. The processes I share with you in this recording of the True Seeker's Guide to a Better Life are the same life-saving processes I've shared with others for years. With anticipation for your better future, I now share them with you. The processes are demanding and require that you desire for your life to change for the better from the depths of your being. If you are a sincere seeker, I promise you that your life will be changed for the better. The following are the voices of real live people who found themselves in the midst of a life challenge and have done the processes I share with you here in the True Seeker's Guide to a Better Life. Each has volunteered to share with you their experience of doing the processes. Each has encouraging words to share with you. They realize how personal and private your challenge is to you. They recognize the courage and willingness it takes to risk doing the processes. They know your vulnerability. They know because they too were vulnerable and chose to take the leap of faith and muster courage to do the processes. Later in this series, you will hear them as they actually do the processes. Although they have been familiar with the processes prior to this recording, their sharings are unrehearsed and come from their very real lives. Roz's challenge was addiction, feelings of powerlessness, and an inability to connect with himself in a way that would allow him to feel that he had control of his life. Often he felt out of control, like a child without boundaries.
I wanted an epiphany in my life. I wanted to transform the way that I think, the way that I feel. I was willing to do anything to get there to do that. And in the beginning, it was pretty scary and a little odd and a little intimidating. But once I went through a few processes and got a bliss and a joy and an opening, a transformation in my mind in the way I thought, that accelerated me forward. That really inspired me. Come in with an open mind and an open heart and be open so that you can have the joyful, wonderful opportunity to change the old ways of thinking and seeing and doing and acting. And you have an opportunity, if you are open-minded and open heart, to truly, truly have an epiphany in your life and truly transform yourself. It's an incredible thing. It's like being born again. It truly is. Getting to know who you really are, and it's worth it. It's really worth it. The greatest things I got out of doing the processes, one of the major things was realizing that I could make choices in my life, that I didn't have to be to do things in an unconscious way. A couple of those things are numbing myself, thinking that that was the only way, was to have a drink to numb my feelings. And through the processing, I realized that it was okay for me to feel, which was huge, and that it was all right to have feelings of grief and sadness and even anger, and that I could feel those feelings and work through them. Whereas in the past, I would not want to feel them because I felt shame in those feelings, so I would do things to keep me from letting those feelings come up. And now I realize that there's such a thing called healthy suffering, which is part of my life now, that when feelings come up, I don't deny them. I let them come up, I sit with them, I look at them, and I let them take me to a place of understanding where I find out things about myself and I grow as a human being and I can be a man. And that was another huge step for me in processing. I realized that I didn't have to be a little boy anymore, that I could actually shoulder the responsibility, big word, of being a man. In other words, of being an adult. It was okay for me to grow up and take responsibility for myself and my life instead of having others do that for me. So that was huge. And it all ties in for me in the ability now, after doing processing, that I can make choices. I can actually make choices. I don't have to be, feel like a rag doll just being thrown around into different situations that aren't good for me or that I shouldn't be in. I can make a choice now because it's okay for me to acknowledge my feelings.
Tina's challenge was with her relationship with her husband. It seemed that both had different goals and ways of coping with daily life. This left Tina feeling emotionally abandoned. They argued repeatedly and couldn't come to any peaceful and workable resolution. Tina wanted to understand herself and learn how to negotiate with her husband without becoming so frustrated and exasperated that she would undermine her attempts at solving the problem with him.
As we go through life, we all have our ups and downs that are normal and some abnormal. But I believe there comes a time in everybody's life and an age in everybody's life that you realize there's a pattern in your life that may not be working, and you realize there's a time for a change. Give yourself the chance to be open-minded. Some of it may seem a little strange. Some of it may seem a little odd. Some of it you might look at and think, these people are really weird. But if you'll allow yourself, you will find that you start making some changes of your own, and you start having some realizations and some truths within your own world to make the necessary changes for yourself to better your life. And you are normal, and we are normal, and we all have our ups and downs, and this is just a way of processing through it. Whenever I go through a process, whether it's hitting a pillow or just having some quiet time to reevaluate a situation that I might be in that's very frustrating or that's making me angry, I'm able to take myself back and question myself to a period where I was a child and I was feeling the same way. Through the evolution of this processing, I end up coming out feeling much more love, feeling much more confident about myself and my situation, and able to realize that I'm okay and that I'm safe. And the frustration that I may be in at that moment may have been something that I caused, but I'm able to alleviate it and fix it at that point after I've processed. Hopefully you'll do the same.
Greg's challenge came from a recent separation and divorce. He still loved his wife and found the divorce to be devastating. He realized too late that his flaring temper had so alienated his wife that she'd finally given up and left. Greg was left confused, grieving, and lonely. He wanted to get through his heartache, understand the real source of his anger, and find love and hope in his life.
Life to me is a journey, and throughout that journey there's bound to be some bumps in the road. And my experience in the past has been that when I ran into one of those bumps, I didn't realize, number one, that there was a bump, or number two, how to deal with the issues at the moment. And what this has done for me with the processing is, first of all, I'm able to recognize that maybe that bump in the road is something that could have been caused by me, something that in the past maybe I had denial as to that there was a problem. And through the processing, I now can recognize the problem and deal with the issue in a more constructive manner. Also, I have the ability to show my love and allow people to come into my life, where in the past I had a kind of a wall built up or a barrier between me and others, that when a situation would arise, I'd basically stick my head in the sand rather than deal with it. And now, with the ability to deal with it and process it, it's allowed me to allow people to come into my life and love me, and allows me to love them. And so I'm a much happier person, happier in my life. I don't have the highs and lows, and I don't feel like there's someone always out to get me or whatever. One of my issues was dealing with anger. I would hold my anger in until such time as I would blow like a tea kettle. People around me would be the recipients of that relief. releasing of anger, and now with through the processing, I can first of all locate the source of the anger, and knowing that source, I can redirect the anger in the right areas rather than lashing out at those around me and those that I love. All my life, I denied the fact that I was hurting inside. I denied the fact that there was something ticking inside me that was maybe a time bomb. Now that I have gotten to the source of that time bomb, if you will, my life is much happier. I'm much more happy with myself and with others.
Lori's challenge were feelings of powerlessness and fear. She couldn't communicate her needs to others, nor take a stand when she needed to. Her need to please others was so great that she found herself being alternately over nice, withdrawing, or being defensive. She was afraid of an unstable and raging ex-husband. Lori wanted to feel like she was in control of her life. She wanted to find peace and abolish the fears that plagued her.
The processes may seem scary and outrageous, and some may seem silly, but going through the process, you don't feel silly. You feel relief. You have knowledge of the problems in your life and where they came from, and a way to come up with a solution so that they're gone. The processes that I've done here have made me a much stronger person, one that will not live in fear any longer. I encourage everyone to try to look at the patterns in their life and try to bring them up, release them, so that you can stand tall, not be afraid to make changes in your life that hold you back from living life, being loved, and loving. I just thought that you would like to know what this amazing process did for me. It's been some time since my processing over the fear of my ex-husband, and it has absolutely lifted almost 100% of the fear from me. I have been in encounters with him several times since my processing, and I came out standing strong. As a matter of fact, I saw my little girl standing at attention, just strong, and then as we walked away, just jumping for joy. Tears in my eyes, because I knew that I had finally conquered that fear, and that fear's been there for 12 years. It's been amazing since this processing. I recommend it very much. It's changed my life.
Jack's challenges were poor health and diminishing finances due to a life of poor health and financial management. He found himself trapped by his own self-defeating patterns of denial, procrastination, and poor judgment. He wanted to take full responsibility for his life and was willing to do the work to achieve that.
I guess, as Winston Churchill said, that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And I know that's been my biggest problem for so many years, afraid to look at what the truth was. And in facing my fears through this processing, I've come to know myself so much better. And I don't have the anxieties that I used to have. And if in seeing this, any of it seems odd or frightening, it's what it should seem. It's okay to be a little bit afraid of change. And that's what we get through processing, is change. And eventually, while you still may have the fear, you'll overcome it and do what you need to do with your life to make things better.
The processing of my various awarenesses and things I wasn't aware of before has simply brought my ability to see, hear, and understand the truth as I never did before. And now I'm able to better deal with the truths that I face. What it has changed for me is my decision-making process. Virtually all of my decisions previously that were of any significance were decisions that were guaranteed to sabotage my own success. Now,
when I have a problem and I process that problem, I can make a decision based on what's true. And in doing so, I ensure my own success.
Gary's challenge was a marriage that was devastated by his wife's infidelity and unwillingness to take responsibility for her actions. Gary found himself wimping out, never taking a real stand with her, and allowing the heartache to continue. Gary wanted to understand and transform his own behavior. He wanted to have a voice.
One of the biggest things I've gained out of doing these processes is not necessarily escaping the feelings all the time, because as humans, I think we all run across different feelings and roadblocks, challenges in our life. And the process has helped me, rather than deal with them in a negative way, to recognize, deal with them in a positive way. It's helped me have a new spiritual awareness that I've never had before. Don't think that you can't do it, because I was a disbeliever too. I went through them with a what the heck attitude, and I was very surprised at the results. And don't be afraid, and don't think you can't do it, because you can. I was a disbeliever, and I'm a believer now. I just want to let you know that not to let scare you or frighten you. It does seem a little strange. It was a little strange to me at first also. We're not all mental cases, but as humans, we all go through problems and we have to work through them, and these processes really do help. I was a skeptic at first, and now I'm a believer, and it has really helped me.
Now, let's begin the adventure of creating a better life for you.